For KUER News, I'm Andrea Smartin. The University of Utah is holding its annual celebration of the life and legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. This year's theme is Stolen Rights, Repressed, Revoked, Redefined. With me in studio is Neelam Chand, Communications Director of the U's Office for Equity and Diversity. The university has a week of events every MLK Day, but would you say there's anything unique about this year, given all the protests of police shootings in Ferguson, Missouri, and around the country? Do you think this changes the conversation?
Absolutely. Actually, I would say in the past couple years, our MLK celebration has really been focused on the current events. With the past shooting of 2014, there's been several. A lot of our theme and focus is on policing and law enforcement. And our keynote this year will really focus on giving her speech about that.
This is Princeton professor, activist, and author Imani Perry. And what will she be focusing on? What do you think she can add to the conversation?
Well, Imani Perry has a very provocative title, Do Black Lives Matter After All, which basically is a playoff of the hashtag Black Lives Matter. She has the law background, so she will definitely touch on the most recent shootings. And she will also talk about how we look at race today in America.
Tell us about this theme, Stolen Rights. How did you come to that? What was the discussion behind that?
We were thinking about recent events, and a lot of the shootings that has taken place has brought into question, what does it mean to be a citizen in America, and what are our rights, you know, if we were to just walk down the street? And how does that vary based off of your gender, ethnicity, race, class? And even how that varies at what part of the United States you're in and where you live. So it's important to engage youth to really think about citizenship in the context of current events, because they are the ones who are heavily involved. And we want to be able to help facilitate those discussions.
Of course, this conversation is going on across the country, right?
I mean,
we've been hearing about, obviously, in the news, but then in all the social media platforms, and people are talking about it. So what role do you think the university has to play in holding discussions and creating a forum?
The university's role is really to provide a space for these discussions and resources. So to invite someone like Imani Perry, who's a Princeton professor, to come and talk about race using her academic background is the type of thing that the university should be doing. It not only brings opinions to the forefront, but it also backs it up with the academic research. So I believe that the university's role in this is creating that space, providing resources, and really encouraging involvement.
What do you really want to see happen out of this week of events and discussions?
I would like to see a lot of student and community involvement in all the discussions. Oftentimes, when we think about civil rights, we think about the past, when in fact it's the present. With social media, our youth has been heavily involved with activism, and I want to make sure that we do engage our youth to have these conversations, have opinions, share them, and also engage in the activism and to foster some of the positive change that we need for equality.
Neelam Chand is Communications Director of the University of Utah Office for Equity and Diversity and co-chair of the U's 2015 MLK Committee. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
MLK Week activities at the U include a march and parade this afternoon, a panel discussion on the militarization of policing, a film screening of the documentary Freedom on My Mind, and a cultural performance by artist and activist Ernesto Llerena. The keynote address by Imani Perry takes place Thursday afternoon. All events are free and open to the public. I'm Andrea Smartin for KUER News.